Your emphasis on confusion and doubt is most important. Be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who is definitely in pursuit of happiness in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis. But unfortunately...
The Universe must be your first novel, right?
Yes.
Your education?
BA in painting.
Well, is writing a kind of painting, or is a painting a kind of writing?
Both of them.
Your surname sounds very familiar to me.
My sister is a translator, Sana Zazimi.
Ah, no, I remember Sana Zazimi. A translator of French literature, if I'm not mistaken.
You're not mistaken.
Apparently our reviewer has generally approved your novel, but noted in Maral Azimi's manuscript, the part that deals with Giti's husband's thoughts and beliefs defies reality and is a far cry from proper behavioral patterns.
Mr. Alavi, does that mean you won't let it be published?
No, it means facilitating things.
So you are letting it be printed?
Yes, but there are a few things that have to be revised or removed. Do you have anything to write with?
I do.
Page 12, line... Come in.
Mr. Yazdan Pana is here.
Please tell him I'm terribly sorry, but he's going to have to wait around half an hour. I'm running behind schedule today.
You have a meeting at 11 o'clock.
But we don't have a choice. Mrs. Falahat, don't forget to apologize to him.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Page 12, line 6, 7, and 8. All explicit references to a woman's feelings on her wedding night have to be replaced with metaphorical expressions.
But this bit is very important. If it's left out, it'll ruin the story.
Looks like you didn't hear me. We aren't asking you to remove it. Revise it.
You mean?
Change the words.
But an ordinary woman can't talk about her emotions in metaphors and similes.
An ordinary woman isn't so shameless. Modesty and coyness are the most important characteristics of an ordinary woman.
But what are we going to do about reality and realism?
Your novel is realistic enough. Don't ruin it with vulgar words.
But...
Write it down. Page 12, lines...
I know.
You have to wait. Mrs. Falahat has gone to the archives for a moment. Hello, Mr. Alavi.
Mr. Yazdan Panah, come in.
Thank you.
You can take the manuscript with you. There's no need for a receipt.
Thanks.
Come on in.
Thanks.
Good to see you. Please. Please, after you.
Did you get it?
They ordered a few revisions.
What revisions?
Have a look. Page one.
Page 12, line 6, 7, and 8. What is this?
It's between Giddy and her sister before she sees her husband in the room.
Scrap?
No, but I have to rephrase what Giddy says.
Like, what are you supposed to do?
I gotta make it less explicit. Why are you laughing?
Nothing, no reason. It says pages 37 to 40 have to be removed completely. What's this about?
Giddy's dream.
No. How could they do that? These three pages are the best part of your novel.
But those three pages are very descriptive. They wouldn't harm the story if they're left out.
You silly. It's those descriptions that make your novel so riveting. You leave them out, there won't be anything left of it.
Nothing?
Yes, my dear, nothing. You see, these romantic and amorous descriptions are the reasons why I wanted to publish your novel. Those are the things that attract the readers. If you delete them, your novel will have nothing to present. It'll turn into a simple story with a moral lesson.
If those descriptions are the reason why you want to publish my novel, I suggest you don't read the rest of their demands.
You mean there's more of the same?
All of it.
Is there anything left of your novel?
Because I want to get my novel published. I think leaving out those parts won't harm the overall structure of the novel.
You're still very inexperienced in the field of writing. There's so much you have to learn.
Like, what else is there for me to learn?
Look, my dear.
Excuse me, Mrs. Goshani. Where should I put these books?
How many did you find, Ibrahim?
There were 30 in the corner in the storage room.
Well, it's better than nothing. Put them behind those shelves.
Okay.
Thanks. A psychology book that discusses in plain English, but a bit more graphically, the romantic relationship between a couple is now my best-selling book. I've sold 1,000 copies of it. Do you know what that means?
It means you don't want to publish my novel. Am I right?
I'll see you back here with your next novel. Aren't you going to say goodbye?
Do you expect me to say goodbye after she kept me waiting for a whole year?
You've got some nerve.
my kind of stories.
What do you mean?
Is that a love story, a historical fiction, or is it a war
story? It's social.
And by that, you mean it's about the poor and the destitute, right?
The lowest social classes.
Sorry, I'm not interested.
How's it going, buddy? Are you at the office? Did you get it? Well, what do you think about the fourth one? Haven't you changed your mind yet? I'm sending you a good novel. It's got a cool name. Geeky. No, a novice just like you. In half an hour, Geeky and author Miss Marwal Azimi will be with you. I know, you'll be at your office till 1:30. That's when you go for lunch. I know your schedule. Bye for now. Do you want the address in writing, or will you remember it?
No need to write it down.
Bayarustan Square, Safi Ali Shah Street, building number 30, third floor.
Thank you.
No problem.
Can I help you?
Excuse me, is Mr. Hamid?
Yes, he is. Please come in.
Where's his room?
Why don't you sit down and catch your breath first?
Can I talk to him right now?
Yes, you can. In a few minutes. Please have a seat. Please, have a drink.
No, thanks.
Oh, this is a special drink. It keeps your heart in shape and calms your nerves.
Okay.
Mr. Azimi, come in, please.
That was when God opened the doors to heaven and drove the angels down to earth, and the prophet was able to see them all. Therefore, Gabriel descended upon Muhammad, took him by the arm, and said, Muhammad, read. The prophet answered, I cannot. To which Gabriel answered, read in the name of the one.
If the same thing happens three times in a single day, there's room for reflection, don't you think?
I don't believe in fate, sir.
But I believe in it.
As his envoy on Earth.
It's obvious.
Have a seat, please.
I'm sorry. I think I've come to the wrong place. Goodbye.
Miss Azimi, you haven't come to the wrong place. I'm Hannah Diaz-Dampana, director of Azim Publications.
My novel is not suitable for your publications.
What makes you think that?
Because your beliefs clash with the beliefs I express in this novel.
What, are my beliefs written on my forehead?
No. They're easy to guess.
Instead of making assumptions, you should have asked me what kind of books we've published so far.
That's also easy.
To guess, right?
Yes.
For your information, Mom, we've published two books so far and have another one about to go in print. Our first book is called Saloman and Absol, adapted from the book titled The Seven Thrones by Nizamuddin Amijami. I bet you've heard that name before.
Yes.
And our second published book is a collection of short stories by Zarin Dadvar.
The Zarin Dadvar, the famous writer, the wife of...
Exactly. And our third book, which, by the way, I got the publication permission for today, is One Dimensional Man, written by Herbert Marcuse. How about that name? Does it ring a bell?
Initial typesetting along with hurried corrections.
Doesn't matter.
Goodbye.
Your contact number?
I wrote it on the first page.
Ms. Azimi. I'll try to call you in the next 48 hours.
Thank you. Nargis, come here. Come without your board. Pick up a chair and sit where you're standing. Okay, now come forward and look at what I do. Look at the size and distances between the facial components. You see, it's very important to understand symmetry and likeness of the face. Can you see from up there?
Yes.
Where's my drinking bottle? Ah! Who took my bottle?
Where is it? Where is it? I'm talking to you!
Sanaz. Sanaz, keep your voice down. My students are going to hear you.
I couldn't care less.
Maybe you don't care, but I care about mine.
No kidding. If you really care about your reputation, keep your stupid maid away from my stuff. What's her problem with me, huh? She's emptied all my bottles into the toilet. Does she want to spite me? I'll show her. I'll kick her out of here now so she'll know who's boss. Get out of my way. Afog, get the hell out of this house now!
Shush,
you are fired!
Stop it. If you love Mom, I beg you to be silent. If you keep your voice down, I promise to find your bottle. Okay? Please, now. Oh. I'm taking my hand off. Do you promise? Go to your room. I'm going to get your bottle. Afog, didn't you separate the spoon, fork, plate, glass, and cup already? Doesn't she have her own separate stuff?
I didn't do that for myself.
What do you mean I didn't do it for myself?
I was told not to tell you.
Who said that? Come outside a minute. We gotta talk.
Sorry, ma'am. I didn't flush the last one. I put it in the bin. Hello?
Is that Ms. Mara Lazimi?
Speaking.
I was supposed to call you in 48 hours. I'm late by 10 minutes. Forgive me.
So did you read my novel?
3 times.
Were you disappointed?
Quite the reverse. I was encouraged.
To publish it?
Yes, Mom. I'll be expecting you at my office at 8 tomorrow morning.
8 in the morning? Hello? Hello?
It's your mother who tells me to flush Sanaz's booze down the toilet, hide them somewhere, don't let her drink. Your mother, Farouk.
Afak, dear, you understand Mum's language well. Try to make her understand none of that is going to stop Sanaz from drinking. She's very depressed. For God's sake, make her understand.
She's afraid of the consequences.
The consequences of what?
Farouk thinks that she's paying for your father's mistakes. And now she's afraid one day you might have to pay for your sister's mistakes.
The things you and Mom say.
The door is open. Please come in, Ms. Azimi. Is he expecting you?
Yes.
He's in his room. Please go in.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know 8 o'clock in the morning isn't the best time for a meeting, but I'm afraid I didn't have a choice.
It's okay. After all, everyone has their own conditions.
That's interesting. Well, as a matter of fact, I wanted to talk to you about my conditions.
Well, go ahead.
Tea or coffee?
Neither, but thank you.
Before I offer my suggestions for improving your novel, I'd like you to know why I've decided to publish it.
How nice.
There's a very subtle and smart point in your novel.
What point?
The balance between the traditional Iranian lifestyle and the Western lifestyle.
And where in the story is this balance?
It's the foundation of the story. I kind of thought it might not have been intentional. It's instinctive, isn't it?
Maybe.
Definitely. Anyway, I've written a few things down, all inspired by your novel, which I will read to you if you'd like to hear them.
Sure. Go ahead.
Gitti wants to know more. She wants awareness. She wants to defend her rights. So she receives an education, goes to university, becomes knowledgeable, finds a job, writes poetry, and becomes famous. But despite all of her fame, she still remains loyal to the traditional duties of a wife. She takes care of her much older husband and does the housework. Although she's now an educated woman aware of her rights, she chooses to remain silent when her old husband nags constantly. She keeps respecting her husband. When he's taken ill, she takes time off from work for a while to take care of him. She spends hours, days, sitting next to her husband's bed so he won't be alone. And what a beautiful description of his death. Well done. All three times when I reached that part of the story, I burst into tears.
Why did you cry?
The loyalty of a woman. The Gitti in your story must have a real life equivalent. Am I right?
Yes.
Is it your mother?
No. It's my aunt.
Is she alive?
No. She passed away 7 months after her husband's death, a long time ago.
May she rest in peace. Her name?
Gitti. Well, how do you suggest we improve the story, then?
We better say to make it more fluent.
Okay.
It needs editing.
Are you qualified to make a recommendation like that? Are you a writer or a professor of literature?
Neither. I'm just a publisher. An ordinary publisher who thinks that by omitting or replacing some of the words and sentences, your story would be a much better read.
You better not think. Invest in it instead.
But I'm not, if I don't think.
Okay, then. Keep thinking to stay alive. Goodbye.
Miss Azimi, I've edited 20 pages of your work of its current typesetting. Read them carefully when you get the chance.
If I get the chance. Where did you find it? I don't remember you praying.
Very much. You could have come to my room to say hi to me and my friends before hiding in your sanctuary.
Well, you were listening to music with your friends, so I thought I better not distract you.
You silly. They've come here to see you. Kari! Helen!
What happened?
I don't know. I felt dizzy all of a sudden.
Sit down here.
Why don't you sit next to me?
The air in your sister's room is so clean.
Shut up. If it weren't for you, the air in my room would be just the same.
How are you, Morale?
I'm fine. How are you?
Same old, same old.
So what's keeping Pari?
Just like you, she's absolutely stoned. She can't stand up straight. Moral, are you editing your novel yourself?
No, the publisher has taken the liberty of doing it for me.
You mean the same publisher you found recently?
Yeah.
Whoever he is, he's really good. Your sentences read more smoothly and sound more beautiful.
You think so?
Yes.
Interesting.
The publisher. What's his surname?
Yazdan Pana.
Hamid Yazdan Pana?
Yes. Do you know him?
He's a prominent figure in literary circles. He's a professor of literature at Alameh and Tarbiyat Madaras. He's a knowledgeable, religious man.
Have you ever met this guy you're talking about?
Yes, I saw him once at Dr. Sami's office.
What was he doing there?
He's the editor of his book.
You mean his latest book? The Impasse of Modernism and Classical Literature?
Yeah.
Look, the Hamid Yazdan Panash I'm talking about is, he's a tall man. Tall, and looks 34 or 35.
Yes, that's him.
Warmth here has put her to sleep. I've taken her pulse 70 per minute. Is that good?
It is.
Moral, dear, call Hu Shang and ask him to come over. She won't get better if she doesn't see him.
What are you talking about, Alpha?
I swear to God, she still loves Hu Shang. Have you forgotten how much they loved each other?
Their romance is a story that goes back 10 years. Now their story is about divorce. Those two went to the registry office and then got divorced.
But there have been many couples who got divorced and then got back together again, right?
But Hu Shang and Sanaz hate each other. Do you know what hatred means?
But if Sanaz stops doing what she does and starts being a good wife to her husband, Hu Shang will fall in love with her again.
Could you stop defending men for a change?
Tell me, what was wrong with Hu Shang? He owned his own place, he had a car, a villa, he's a doctor.
Fine, stop everything. It's late. Take Mom to her room to sleep.
Okay.
What's she trying to say?
She's saying, take this prayer book and pray for Sanaz tonight.
Okay, I will. I will. Go now.
Thank you.
I had no idea you'd be coming to my office at 7:45.
I didn't either. It was a sudden decision.
Well, you should have called last night.
Oh, well, I didn't have any of your numbers.
I'm sorry.
You're not the one who should be sorry. I should be apologizing.
For what?
For jumping to conclusions. Take it. I'd be honored if you edited it. Goodbye.
Ms. Azimi, how about a contract?
I'll sign whatever you write.
Chambay